Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
High efficiency, high performance, high tech. The next generation of appliances at the Home Depot is everything except high-priced. Right now, save 10% on top brands like Samsung, Whirlpool, Maytag, and Amana. They're loaded with features that make them smarter, more efficient, and easier to use. And we're making them easier to afford. Nobody beats our prices. Guaranteed. So upgrade today and save 10%. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last, valid through March 8th.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We've been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The second place Wolves are home Sunday. Your chance to meet your favorite superhero characters and mascots. The first 1,500 kids get a cape courtesy of the Village of Rosemont. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. We start in the NBA and the Bulls. They host Golden State tonight. Tip-off is at 7. The Bulls are currently the seventh seed in the East, a game and a half ahead of Detroit. They sit at 30-30. The Warriors are 50-10. They come in winning 7 of their last 10, but they're coming off a road loss to the Wizards. Elsewhere in the NBA, the Cavs officially sign Andrew Bogut. In hockey, the Blackhawks are off today, and they host the Islanders tomorrow. Patrick Kane has 10 points in his last 5 games, including a hat trick in last night's 4-1 win over Pittsburgh. AHL, the Wolves host Cleveland Saturday night at 7. Major League Baseball, the Cubs, they play 2 today. And right now in Goodyear, Arizona, the Cubs trail the Reds 2-0 in the 4th. Rob Zastrzyzny, he started that one. He took a comebacker off his leg. He stayed in the pitch, gave up 2 hard hits, was examined by a team trainer, and then left the game. They trail right now 2-0 in the 4th. Later tonight, Jake Buchanan takes the mound. Almora, Baez, and Bryant, they bat 1-2-3 in that game. And Miggy Montero behind the plate, first pitch at 8:10. They take on the Diamondbacks. The White Sox lead the Giants right now 4-0 in the 3rd. It was a 4-run first. Big hit came from Danny Hayes, a 3-run double. Derek Holland made his spring debut for the White Sox. He went 2 and gave up 1 hit, struck out 2. Also, the Red Sox starter David Price, he's getting a second opinion on his sore elbow from Dr. James Andrews, which generally is not a good thing. This scoreboard update brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. And breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit rosenhyundai.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
And you, Matt, this hour is brought to you by McDonald's. Chicagoland's favorite chorizo burrito is back at McDonald's.
Greg Gabriel, NFL scout for 30 years.
If it doesn't work out, your job's history. That's just life in the NFL the way it is right now.
Breaking down the NCAA and the NFL.
Option, and the
pressure from the edge. And Kaiser's going deep. Gets Stephenson. Touchdown, Notre Dame.
The lineup with White to the right of Garoppolo in the back. Could Hogan split right? Edelman in motion from the left with Mitchell. Shotgun snap. Four-man rush. Garoppolo fires down the middle. Money. Or Bennett on the money. And on time. Touchdown, Patriots.
Oh, boy, we got a quarterback here. Big boy throw, and he throws a bullet to Martellus Bennett.
Greg Gabriel with Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show. Lawrence Holmes is in for Dan Bernstein over the next few days right here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com. Lawrence, it's time for us to go out to the Home Run and Pizza Hotline. Be the MVP of your family and grab a Home Run and Pizza tonight. That's where we find our guy, Greg Gabriel. Greg, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Jason. How about you, my friend?
We're good. We're good. And thank you, by the way, for the Pro Football Weekly 2017 draft guides. We told Hub thank you, but we got to thank you for your knowledge as well, because I am learning something every single time I walk into the bathroom about these draft-eligible players this year. So we appreciate your knowledge.
Well, I think the good thing about this year is that we're going to have an update in April to it. You know, we had to have those in, those reports in the mm-hmm. beginning of April, or rather the beginning of February, and so much goes on, you know, between the combine and the pro days that changes guys' grades. And so, you know, this year we're going to do the update magazine, and then, you know, by draft time, you guys will be more caught up than we were in previous years.
What are the things that you want to know between now and a pro day for a player?
Well, and what do you mean? What aspect?
In the meeting room, is it, do you set up the pro day with the player by what happens at the combine?
No, not necessarily. If you're talking more private workout than pro day, because pro days are basically just like the combine, except the skill skill specific drills are a little bit different because the different coaches are running the drills, where the drills they do at the combine, they've been doing the same drills for 30 years, you know, as far as position drills. And the only thing that's changed is the three cone, and that's been going on for 20 years. But when you get to a pro day, it's the same thing. They do all the measurable drills, the 40, the broad jump, long jump, three cone, 20 yard shuttle. And if guys who were at the combine did well, they opt out of that stuff and just do the position drills. But they're doing different things in the position drills, and so you're getting a little bit more reactive type situation than you are at the combine. The combine almost becomes learned because they're doing the same thing year after year after year. They know what they're going to do, and they practice it. But now when you get into a private workout, that's an entirely different situation. Number one, you're spending a lot of time with the player, be it a long interview, get them in a classroom situation with a quarterback. You're going to have them drawing up plays. You're going to install stuff with them. With linemen, you're going to do some different things. But the coach then gets a better feeling or working knowledge of the player and can come away from those types of situations and say, I want this guy or I don't want this guy. And it works both ways.
Least important drill to the most important drill that we'll watch over the next couple of days. Maybe it might be position specific, like you mentioned, but what can be thrown away and what do you guys use the most in your analysis?
The least important drill is the 60-yard shuttle, and the big guys don't do that. In fact, why they do it, I have no idea. And all the time I was in scouting, I never looked at the time once. It was more of an endurance drill, and it doesn't mean anything. You know, you like to see the times in the 20-yard shuttle and the three cone, but again, they become learned drills, and these kids have been practicing these drills at these performance camps for the last 6 to 8 weeks, so they have their steps down pat. The red flag jumps up when actually they do poorly, not when they have a great workout. The media loves the great workouts, but you know, to the scouting community, you really look for the guy who does poorly because you expected more. But I think drills that are important, obviously the 40 and the jumps, the vertical and the broad jump, because it shows explosiveness.
Have you ever had a player surprise you with and not mirroring what you saw on film versus what you saw in a workout?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you see that happen a lot. When you're going and you're watching tape and you're watching practice, in your mind you're setting, okay, I think this guy's a 4.55 or whatever. And you're putting in your report what his play speed is and what kind of athlete he is. Now you get to the combine or the pro day and he does a lot better or a lot worse. And now, that doesn't change your grade. What you got to do is go back and look at more tape and say, what did I miss? Because, it didn't correlate. What you saw on the field didn't correlate with what you saw at the workout, and you got to figure out why and go back and see why and see if he is a manufactured athlete or you just missed something when you watched tape earlier.
Checking out your rankings at the running back position, Joe Mixon, I believe, is 9th or 10th when it comes to the 2017 Pro Football Weekly Draft Guide. And, of course, he is banned from the combine, he and Chad Kelly. I don't know if this is a new practice or if it's happened before. Who does it benefit? Who does it hurt? The Detroit Lions front office guys have come out and said it's doing a disservice not only to the young man but to the NFL because you don't get a chance to talk to him. How do you feel about this entire situation?
Yeah, I agree with him. This is the first year they've done it, by the way. And the idea of the combine is to, number one, the most important thing that happens at the combine is the medical. And so you want to find out about that. Now, in the case of Chad Kelly, he had an ACL in a game in early November, had surgery a couple weeks later. So now you want to find out where is he post-op, and did he have a good surgery? Is there a loose joint there, or is it tightened up really well, and he looks like he's going to be great going forward? How far is he in the rehab? How far before he'll be able to step on the field and practice, if at all, this year because it was so late? The injury happened so late. So now what's going to happen with him is he's going to become, for the teams that are interested in him, one of their 30 visits. He's going to end up, instead of having one MRI done at the combine, he's going to have 10, 15, 20, however many visits he has, MRIs done on the same knee. And it's just a lot of repetitive stuff that's I'm not going to say a waste of time. It's important, but it's going to end up, there's no cost effectiveness involved because it has to happen so much, and he's going to end up being on the road so much. And the same thing is going to happen with Mixon. You're going to want to know, and going back to my grade, I dropped his grade because of the instance, mm-hmm. not because of his talent. But same thing with him. The combine gives you a situation. 32 teams are there. They can sit down with a guy for 15 minutes and talk to the guy. At least you're going to get, in that 15-minute period, his answer to what happened. And then you're going to start to make decisions. Well, okay, do we got to do more work on this guy? Do we go in and visit him at the school? Do we bring him into our offices and have more contact and more conversation with him? And now, like I said with Kelly, he's going to have to go to a number of teams, and it's just going to end up being a lot of wasted money spent on something that could have been done in a two-day period in Indianapolis.
Greg, say you're team 20 or 25, and you know that Joe Mixon has been asked and answered this question 19 to 20 times before you got a hold of him. How do you tell if it's just fatigue in answering a question or if a guy just doesn't give a damn?
No, I don't really understand your question. You got picked 20 because he just doesn't answer it correctly?
Or if a guy's been asked a question over and over again and it's the end of the day and, he's just tired and he doesn't give you the answer that you're looking for, how do you decipher between him actually caring about the incident or him being asked about the incident over and over again and he's just had enough?
Well, being that I've sat in thousands of these interviews at the combine over the years, body language tells a lot, and regardless of how many interviews he goes through over a 2 or 3 day period, he's still got to sit down and give you a direct answer, make eye contact with you, whatever. How he appears to you and how seriously he takes the interview, regardless of how many he's doing in a day, that is very, very important. So if he's doing it haphazardly and taking the situation lightly, then you're going to downgrade the guy. I've been in interviews with kids at the combine and they left the room. Not within 5 seconds of them leaving the room, we just say, we don't want him.
How have you seen scouting change, let's say, in the last 5 years?
Technology has changed scouting. scouting in the last 5 years more than anything else. I mean, you're looking for the same things as far as the physical traits, but the technology is, it's, things are so much more available to you at a quicker pace than they were even when I was working in the league. Now, you know, it used to be we'd have to wait weeks for game tape on, you know, from during the season, and you'd be getting tape even up until the middle of February or the 1st of March, you know, late season stuff from the schools. Now, because everything's digitized, they press a button, it goes to NFL Films. NFL Films presses a button, and it goes out to all 32 teams, and they play a game on Saturday, and Monday or Tuesday, you got the tape of that game. And so that makes the viewing of tape and the viewing of current tape that much easier. And also for the scout on the road, he doesn't have to go to the school because of such availability to see the tape. He could sit in his hotel room and watch tape until he, you know, the allotted time to speak to the pro liaison or the coaches or the training staff or whatever until that is. And to me, it'd be a lot easier sitting in my room watching tape where there's no disturbance versus going in a room where there's 15 scouts and half of them are talking a lot of BS and you can't get your work done. So I think just from that aspect, things have changed tremendously.
Greg, who's the person that you talk to or would talk to or have some of your other people talk to that folks wouldn't expect that you would get good information from?
More people on the periphery, and I'm going to tell you the one person that's usually more honest than anybody is the academic advisor. Because they're not football people, and they're seeing the player in a different area, so to speak, and get to know them in a different way. And it's not about football, and they can tell you a lot. The training staff can obviously tell you a lot, but the equipment people, you got to talk to more than one person. You got to talk to as many people as you possibly can at a school. And that might be 6, 7, 8 people because you got to see if you can get, you know, the right information depending on who the player is. You know, one person, and we used to have this phrase, it's know who you're talking to or know who the evaluator is, because if you can't trust the information that you're getting from a particular person, then there's no sense in talking to him the next time you go there.
Greg, you said you've sat in on thousands of these meetings before. I'm sure you've seen thousands of players work out before. Who had the worst workout that then went on to have the best career that you've ever seen?
God, you'd have to give me a day to think about that one.
And you know what? I've asked Greg stuff like this before, and then all of a sudden, 11:30, my Twitter notification will go off, and it's Greg DMing me like 12 names of guys. And he's like, you know what? I was thinking about the guy you asked me about. Have you just said to yourself, you know what? I don't know why this man looks like this without a shirt on, or I didn't know he was going to be this slow, and then all of a sudden he had himself a decent NFL career?
Well, I'll tell you what, because he's a great player, and at the East-West game, which back then was always held out in San Francisco, Tom Brady played in the East-West game. And so, you know, on Monday of the practice week, they always weigh and measure the player. So he gets up on the stage, and, like, people were, like, laughing because that was the worst body you ever saw. And, you know, he's totally changed it and obviously become the greatest player of all time. And there's some pictures from him from when he was at the Combine, you know, 5 weeks later after the East-West game. And that picture, and you see, he looked like he had never walked into a weight room in his life, you know. When he was at the East-West game. So, and then at the Combine, he runs 5.2. So, you know, he had a lot of things going against him, and that's one of the things, one of the reasons he dropped down to the sixth round. He had lost his starting job, and that was not his fault at Michigan. That was strictly a recruiting thing. You know, they had promised Drew Henson that he was going to be the starter, and the guy who lost out, that was Brady. But, you know, I think when you go back and you look, there's things you just got to cross out of your mind because the guy was a football player.
You mentioned the weight room just now. Is it more of a measure of strength or dedication?
What do you mean?
Like if you see a guy just throwing up crazy amounts of reps, or you just know a guy is physically just not just strong for the position, but just a sheer brute. Do you weigh it in terms of this guy is just a weight room warrior, or do you weigh it in terms of this guy is dedicated to becoming better in any way possible?
Well, it's really a combination of both, Jason, because you know some guys genetically are just very, very strong and can lift more than somebody else who does the same amount of work, and it's pure genetics. But there's other guys who do everything they possibly can to become the best player they can, be it on the practice field or in the weight room or whatever, that they're constantly working to achieve that goal of being a great player. And that's, you know, I always talk about football character. That's part of the football character aspect. And generally, players with real strong football character are going to succeed because of that.
If I gave you the job of czar of the combine, what changes would you make?
I just tweeted out something, you know, a little earlier, and it has nothing to do with the combine, except I'd love to see the bench press be on television. And actually, when I was a director, I requested that, you know, you get a video clip of everything the player does at the combine as far as the 40, the shuttles, and doing the position drills. You don't see the vertical, you don't see the long jump, and you don't see the bench press. And those are very competitive events, especially if you're there watching, and you're watching how competitive it gets with the other players within this group when they're doing those three specific things. So I'd love to see those on the tape that goes out to the teams, and I'd like to see the public be able to see it.
Leonard Fournette shows up at 240 pounds. If you're scouting him and you're asking questions and you need a running back, and we know he's going to go somewhere in the top 10 or so, what are you trying to figure out with the weight gain? Is it muscle? Is it fat? How long has he been off? Is he nursing injuries? What questions are you asking?
Well, number one, you want to know what he played at during the season. And then, you know, you go back, I remember, you know, first time he shows up was 2 years ago, and he was probably about 218 pounds, and he looked like a rocket at that weight. And this year's tape, and he was hurt a little bit, you saw speed, but you didn't see the explosive speed that you saw 2 years ago. So, you know, again, you when you're talking to the trainer, you're talking to the coaches, you're finding out what the playing weight was in 2014, 2015, 2016, and then obviously you're going to want to see how he works out. If he knocks it out of the park at 240 pounds, then it's not a problem. But if he ends up, you know, he's a guy that when he was lighter looked like he was easily a low 4.4 guy, and he ends up running closer to 4.6, now you got a problem, and he's going to have to run again at his pro day, because the guys who run good don't run again at the pro day, and answer more questions for people when it comes to the interview process.
Greg, this is more about pro personnel, but I know that you have some experience with that too. What do teams do to keep an eye on injured players going into an off season?
As far as the players on another team?
No. The players on their own team.
Well, you're constant. The guys who are injured and coming off a surgery or whatever, they're not out of the building like the other players are, who you don't start seeing again until the off-season program can begin. The injured players are there almost on a daily basis going through rehab, and the training staff and the weight coach in some instances are still working with these guys very closely. So you're getting all your information from those people.
All right, Greg, as always, great information, man. We look forward to you joining us every single week. This is a great time of year, because we try to figure out how smart we are as scouts, and then our knowledge pales in comparison to yours. So we'll talk to you soon, brother.
Okay, thanks a lot, buddy. Talk to you later.
I'm sure I'll be getting a direct message at about 12 o'clock tonight, where Greg has 6 or 7 more names for me. He does that every single time. I'm not trying to stump him, but if I do, it's like he takes it personally, and then he goes back to his archives, and then all of a sudden I'll get like, you know, Kellen Moore had a terrible body and this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
So Greg's always in tune.
I get those DMs, and when I was on the beat, I would get those, hey, you, come here. I want to talk to you about something.
Yeah, I got some speaks with you, young man. He's Lawrence Holmes. He's in for Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. You're listening to 670 The Score.
You made it through the winter, Cubs fans. Spring training baseball is here.
It's got a chance. Go!
time to talk Cubs baseball.
Grand slam! Grand slam, Addison Russell!
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. According to an ESPN report, the Patriots are not going to trade quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo. You believe that? Because I don't. If anybody in the NFL is saying anything at all this time of year, let's go ahead and assume that it's just a lie, especially if it's Bill Belichick. Nobody plays poker better than the hood. Ask me, they say they're not going to trade him because they do not like what they're being offered for him. You know how it is. We always want what we don't have, and then we're willing to overpay for it. I do it all the time myself. And the hoodie knows this, and that's why he's looking to jam a moron like me. You know, somebody like, I don't know, the Cleveland Browns? Why would they keep Garoppolo? Tom Brady says he wants to play 4 to 5 more years. Trust me, Garoppolo is not going to sit around and wait until Brady retires, and the Pats are not going to pay him what they have to pay him to keep him. So if they're telling people they're not going to trade him, I'm just going to assume the opposite. I'm Jim Rome.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
Welcome to Hyundai, where better drives us.
Can you make my garage better?
What's the problem?
Teenagers.
GarageBand, huh?
What?
I see.
Heavy metal is their specialty.
Well, you could replace all those instruments with a brand new Hyundai at our spring cleaning sales event.
You mean take back my garage and make room for a new car?
Or an SUV. We have 3 to choose from, the Tucson, Santa Fe, and the Santa Fe Sport, all with available all-wheel drive.
That sounds way better than heavy metal.
And every Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, including a 10-year or 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's a long time.
Long enough for my hearing to return?
Fingers crossed. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. This is the reason to buy now. Hurry to our Hyundai Spring Cleaning Sales event where you can get incredible savings on every new Hyundai. Get great deals on all from the sporty Elantra to the 3-row 7-passenger Santa Fe. To learn more, stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
Friends, it's Matt Abaticola, and right now is a great opportunity for you to get a brand new mattress and save yourself lots of money at Mattress Firm's semi-annual sale. It's a sale so big it only happens twice a year. Store-wide savings of up to $500 on some of their top name brands. Plus, you can get Sealy Queen mattress sets for as low as $299.99. And for a limited time, you can purchase select Tempur-Pedic, Beautyrest, Serta, Serta Smart React, and Stearns & Foster's mattress sets and get up to $300 in Mattress Firm bonus cash good towards gifts like a free luxury pillow, free mattress protector, or a free mattress frame. And maybe you've looked at the mattresses that Dan and I and Terry, we've talked about, the Tempur-Breeze with the adjustable base, and you said it sounds great, it felt comfortable, but it was just out of my budget. Well, right now you can sleep interest-free until 2021. It might be a great opportunity for you to look at something you thought was out of your budget, very well could be in your budget. Go to mattressfirm.com. You find the location nearest to you. Get in there and let the sleep experts help you. See, they're not going to try to sell you a mattress you don't need or don't want. They're going to help you. They're going to assist you, and they're going to help you find the mattress that best fits your sleep style, your decision all the way through. That's why you need to go to Mattress Firm. They are the sleep experts. Take advantage of the semi-annual sale. It's Mattress Firm. Save money and sleep happy.
The material handling equipment industry has been around since the dawn of machines, so why not choose the company that's been there from the start? Equipment Depot is the largest independent forklift dealer in the U.S., so whether you're moving products or building, they've got you covered with the leading brands of forklifts and aerial lifts. Their goal is to continue breaking barriers and becoming the company you can't imagine living without. For new and used forklift sales, service, parts, and rental, Equipment Depot is equipped to serve. The best equipment, the best service, guaranteed. 35 locations and online at eqdepot.com.
This week in music history.
This week in 1968, Elton John's first single, I've Been Loving You Too Long, was released and didn't chart. Frankie Lymon was found dead of a suspected drug overdose at age 25 that same week. The CD was launched by Sony, Philips, and PolyGram this week in 1983. This week in 1993, Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown became parents when Bobby Christina was born. This week in 1995, Dusty Springfield died after a long battle with cancer at age 59. MC Hammer became a preacher this week in 2000. This week in 2002, the first episode of The Osbournes TV show aired on MTV. And this week in 2012, Davy Jones, singer with the Monkees, died at age 66 after suffering a massive heart attack.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The second place Wolves are home Sunday. Meet your favorite superhero characters and mascots. The first 1,500 kids get a cape courtesy of the Village of Rosemont. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. We start in the NBA and the Bulls. They take on Golden State tonight at the UC. Tip-off is at 7. The Bulls are 30-30. Right now, they hold on to the 7th spot in the East, a game and a half ahead of Detroit. The Warriors at 50-10. They've won 7 of their last 10. They're coming off a road loss to the Wizards. Elsewhere in the NBA today, the Cavs officially sign Andrew Bogut. In hockey, the Blackhawks are off today. They host the Islanders tomorrow. Patrick Kane has been red hot, 10 points in his last 5 games, including a hat trick in last night's 4-1 win over Pittsburgh. AHL, the Wolves host Cleveland Saturday night. Major League Baseball, Cubs playing 2 today. In Goodyear right now, they trail the Reds 3-0 in the 4th. Rob Zastrzny left the game after being hit in the leg by a comebacker. And later tonight, Jake Buchanan, he takes the mound for the Cubs, with Almora, Baez, and Bryant batting 1-2-3, and Montero behind the plate. First pitch at 8:10 against the Diamondbacks. The White Sox right now lead the Giants 4-0 in the 4th. Danny Hayes with a 3-run double in the 1st. Derek Holland made his spring debut for the White Sox. Also, Red Sox starter David Price is getting a second opinion on his elbow from Dr. James Andrews. Stay on top of all your Chicago sports news and events by following 670 The Score on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. This closing bell report is brought to you by First American Bank for a free checking account that fits your lifestyle. After a big day yesterday, the Dow is all down 112. It closed at 21,002, so 21,002. NASDAQ down 42 today to 58,61. S&P closed down 14 to 23,81. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Epson.
In 2 years, you could fly to Mars.
Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Then he wins. You know, Bernsey wants you to engage on certain levels. You know, if he's having like a weird day or something like that, and you're like, nah, I'm not going. Tanny knows, Maddie knows, Lawrence knows, I know. Shep, this is Shep's first. This is his virgin voyage. This is his maiden voyage, actually, and his virgin voyage.
Getting romantic with Bernsey on a cruise in the Pacific.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Hey,
did Dan know
fat
yesterday?
Bernstein that might have done something.
Yeah,
to you.
He may have.
Yeah, not new skinny ugly Bernstein. He won't do anything to you.
Did he know that you were doing a read as him yesterday?
No,
because that ish was hilarious.
No, I was gonna keep going, but.
That was performance art right there.
It really was.
I wasn't getting the reaction out of him that I wanted.
I don't know how you didn't crack.
Well, like, as soon as the first sentence comes out, if I try doing that, it's pure laughter, well, and I'm fired from the client.
That's because he was waiting for Joe Sheehan's, newsletter or whatever.
He gets on his phone, and he blocks out the rest of the world. I'm not...
Here's what the Marlins will look like in 2017.
I'm not good at impersonations. Hell, I'm not good at radio, but I'm not good at impersonations, so, to me, an impersonation is about the material more so than it is the voice. Like, if you can get that person's material and content down, then the voice just, you can kind of do some kind of facsimile of the voice. But him talking about the black fruit and the rich tannins and Cameron Hughes wine. By the way, shout out to Cameron Hughes, because my mother is a big fan. And actually, they sent me some stuff the other day, and I enjoyed it. As only a wine drinking father of a 2 month old can enjoy it these days, but no.
I got a shipment from them last year. And, I'm not really a big drinker, so I mean, I still have a lot of the wine, but I mean, we built a wine rack like above the sink so that we could, have some of that good Cameron Hughes.
And they
stuff.
Hit you with the free shipping every once in a while. And if you don't understand what free shipping
all
does
wine?
A case that'll cost you, I mean. Come on, man. You talking about 30 pounds, 25 pounds, free shipping on that? Come on. Some of my friends know. 25, 30 pounds, that's a lot to ship. Post office will charge you. It'll tax you. But then you get that package and you open it up and the whole house smells like whatever your shipment is. You might want to dump that.
Yeah.
No, you didn't have to. You didn't have to, Tanny. I was messing around, Tanny. Everybody knows there's no shipment. Come on.
Get man, Ranch.
Look at Tanny. Tanny actually, Chris Tannehill, he's a better dumper of material and content than I realized. Like, Tanny doesn't play any games. Like,
Tanny's not trying to get fired.
Like, Shep.
Over your dumb ass.
Real deal. Shep once a week would have to just, Spiegel would go off the rails and Shep would have to dump him.
It wouldn't be just like something questionable.
Right.
It'd be like MF.
Yeah, it'd be the F word or something like that. He's a goof. But
yeah, there's no gray area there.
I'd like to have the foresight. Yeah. Like, could that be brought up at a trial later on? I can get rid of that right now.
Yeah, Tanny doesn't dance with you at all. Like, you just look down and you see the blinking button. Did you really have to go there about that quarterback who plays in the NFC West? I'm going to dump that right now.
Right now. Right. You didn't have to say his wife's name. We all know who he is. On the nighttime show, because we rotate a lot of people. Like, Joe's the constant guy, but we rotate a lot of people. So it ends up being, if something happens with a caller, they look at me. And I'm like, don't look at me. You're running the board.
Well, you got to let people know what the setup is. We have a dump button where if something happens, we hit the button and it was a 7 seconds.
Yeah,
right?
We have a 7 second delay. So that what you're hearing now happened 7 seconds ago.
Right. So when that happens, then all of a sudden everything gets caught up and then you have that weirdness where it feels like a chunk of your life just dropped out and you're trying to figure out if you had a stroke just now or not and you're checking your pulse. But we have those buttons at each one of our stations. But
right.
Chris Tannehill has all the buttons at his station. Do you have one too, Shep? Okay, so Shep and Tannehill, who sit next to each other, have the dump buttons. And sometimes I'll be talking and I'll just look down and that the dump button has been hit because it's blinking and it's trying to regenerate the time.
It'll compress all of the sound back and then we'll eventually make that 7 seconds back up. I have Rampage in here. Quentin Rampage Jackson came in, and I don't know why, but he thought this was a podcast.
Yeah, he's super comfortable.
He was like, he and I had a great conversation and they're going to fight at the end of the month. Him and King Mo are going to fight at the end of the month, so he might come back. But he was like, oh, man, that's some bleep.
Yeah.
And I looked at him, and he was like, wait, I can't say bleep? And I was like, nah, you've said it twice. So,
yeah, dude. And the best is, I watch a lot of podcasts, and I watch a lot of, radio interviews. And the best is when you see these rappers go into these FM stations, and they're talking, and they're, all, shy and withdrawn. And the moment you tell them that they can curse, it's a different dude.
Yep.
It's like, dude, just take off the cuffs. Oh, well, there
you know, I told that mother that he could kiss me. Right, right, exactly. And I'm like, wait a minute. All you got was like 7 or 8 words released to you, and all of a sudden you had a different interview. But yeah, man, yeah, I see that button blinking. I know that that something bad happened.
I enjoy the cold switching that goes on, because Fat Joe was over at Channel 9 earlier this week. And I'm just sitting there going, because me and Afia were talking about this, because you know they had to ask him the Remy Ma question.
Of course.
But it was like Larry Potash asking him the Remy Ma, Nicki Minaj. So,
what do you think of Remy Ma and Nicki Minaj?
Joey Crack.
Right. Fat Joey from the Bronx. What do you really believe is happening here with these two, you know, female pugilists?
See, I feel like I got, you know, Paul Conrad could have pulled that off. Pat Tomasulo. But you know, you don't leave it to your anchors or whatever.
Hey, he's a big dog. He's just letting you know that he's still got them skills, no matter what genre. All right? How do you know that he wasn't listening to Lean Back in the day?
Well, I'm sure he was listening to it.
By the way, for the people who are asking about the radio.com app or listening live at 670score.com, there are no FCC regulations when it comes to online listening.
Right. So
there's also no delay.
Right. You don't hear.
You hear what actually happens in here. And sometimes the stuff that you hear online is better, can be sometimes better than what you hear over the air, because there are no regulations there, which is why a lot of performers do like doing podcasts versus doing a live radio show. It's a different discipline, even though it's kind of in the same family. Like, I've been listening to a lot of podcasts lately, and I just, you know, there's some where you don't have to worry about it at all. Like, this is now me going to be recommending podcasts, so just be ready for that. The Making Oprah podcast that NPR did, the WBEZ did, it's only 3 hours long. It is excellent.
Yeah.
And that's now in my rotation of things. That was in my rotation after I got done with the 3 hours. But the WTF podcast that Mark Maron does is excellent, and all the stuff that he puts together. Tanny, aren't you even wearing a Joe Rogan podcast shirt right now?
I am literally wearing a Joe Rogan shirt right now. Yeah, it's probably my favorite podcast.
So you got the Joe Rogan one, Backseat Driver, which my man Anthony Ponce does from his Lyft car, which is really, really good. But that outlet for creativity, because there are less restrictions.
You and I have been threatening to do this for a while.
Do a podcast?
Yeah.
Dude.
I think it would be fun. And plus, Unfiltered Me is a lot more fun.
Didn't you have one on the previous show, the midday show? Or is that just where you told Spiegel to go talk hockey to Jack?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. That's where when he played like he wanted to talk hockey, I just tell him to go do it on the podcast. Yeah. We didn't have one. I've wanted to do one, but I just, like, an hour unfiltered, I think I would get into far too much trouble.
No, well, Jay, you don't have to do an hour. Do 20 minutes.
You would be surprised. That's why Tanya is laughing right now, because, you know, there's a lot of things that I feel and I want to say, but I hold back sometimes.
All right, well Jay, look.
To my detriment, too. I know that for a fact.
What if we did this? Since we don't get the opportunity to host together every day, why don't we do a podcast once a week or once every 2 weeks?
I'd be down with that. Can I curse?
Yeah, you can.
I'm all the rappers that I just mentioned just now. Can I curse?
Well, wait. There's the question. Because even though it's not FCC regulated, standards and practices of CBS Radio might not allow us to do a podcast like that.
Oh, it'd have to be under CBS
Radio?
No.
I'm just saying that would be...
Generate other money.
Technically, I believe we're under the play.it umbrella as far as the podcasting. I don't know if that's going to change, but they've got I Am Rappaport, they've got the Drink Champs, so you know, we might be able to find a technicality in there.
All right,
we can just do whatever.
And there's a space missing right now because Taxstone is in jail, so
yeah,
you know,
thanks a lot for that. But Jay tells me, Jay tells me, you gotta listen to the Taxstone podcast. I think my brother told me to listen to it too. And I'm in New York with DePaul when they were getting ready to take on St. John's, and I'm like, is this the, yes, I'm like,
same guy.
Is this the dude I text Jay? I was like, is this the guy you told me to listen to? He just got arrested last night.
He shot people.
Well, you said he was real.
Yeah, unfortunately. Too real.
A little too real. Yeah. Keeping it real goes wrong.
312-644-6767 is the phone number. There's a few things that I want to talk to you about before Jordan Cornette joins us at 520. And you can jump in on the phone lines and the tech zone as well. There's a few things that I want to bring up with you, Lawrence. One of them is what's going on right now with Colin Kaepernick. Some very interesting twists and turns in that situation. I, for one, did not know or did not realize that he had the season that he had at the end of last year. And I knew he was playing well, but his numbers are pretty damn good. And now he's a free agent because he's opted out of his contract. It's a very interesting piece written about his stopping of the national anthem protest and the timing of it. So at some point, I want to get into that with you.
I would also – do we have time, Tanner, or do we need to break? I just want to clarify why I asked the last question that I asked Greg Gabriel.
Okay.
Because for Bears fans who don't know, Kyle Long is not having surgery on his shoulder. So remember the thing that was bothering him like most of the year before we started talking about the ankle stuff? He's not going to have surgery because he had like a bad reaction to the meds that he was on after the ankle surgery. So he's lost 40 pounds. There's all this stuff that's out there, and I don't want him to go into another season where he's like hurting, like, because I don't think that does the Bears offensive line or him any good as a player. Because you know there were games last year where he was dragging that arm, mm-hmm. was fighting with guts and all sorts of stuff, but I don't want him to be out there and not be 100%. And then us here in week three, well, he probably should have had surgery.
We'll continue these conversations and more with you. He's Lawrence Holmes. He's in for Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. You're listening to 670 The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
Need tires? See your car.
Welcome to Metro PCS.
Hi, I heard you're giving free phones to everybody?
Yes, right now everybody gets a free phone. You and your friends, cousins, neighbors, roommates.
What if I'm already with Metro PCS?
Yeah, it's for existing customers, new customers, people named Willie, dog lovers.
That's awesome.
Everyone gets a free phone at Metro PCS. Come choose your select free phone from brands like Samsung and LG. Metro PCS, wireless figured out. Sales tax not included. Phones free after instant and mail-in rebates. Upgrade fee may apply. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.
And today,
or go to VITAS.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back into the Bernstein and Goff Show. I'm Lawrence Holmes, hanging out with Jay for the next couple of days. I'll be here tomorrow and Monday, and it's got all sorts of good stuff to talk about. Before we went to break, I was talking about Kyle Long. Like, yeah. I just I just don't. I want him to maximize his potential, and if that means that he has to miss some time because he had surgery to repair his shoulder, that's what I would prefer instead of him having to continuously gut injuries out and be out there not being 100%.
Yeah, I was playing a guessing game yesterday during transition and saying to myself, well, you know, maybe I don't want to have another surgery right now because this will be another rehab and, you know, I'm not putting on the best performance. And we all know with Kyle Long, he's not the most fundamentally sound guy.
He's getting better, though.
Yeah, he is, but his key and his strengths are his strength and his, you know, mobility and athleticism. Yes. Yeah, so if you got one arm and your power isn't there and your punch.
And you're trying to rehab an ankle.
Yeah, and let's face it, defensive tackles and defensive ends who line up on his outside shoulder understand that. I mean, these guys, they're watching tape. And they know where, you know, guys know where you're hurt at. You know, there's a reason why they're so secret service with it when it comes to injuries, because guys watch tape and go, okay, look at that. That step, that's a false step. He's not feeling good about that ankle. Or look at where he punches you at. You know, there's something going on in that shoulder. So guys, if the best ones are watching tape of him, understanding that he's not at his best, he wants to be armed out there. He wants to go out there with as much protection for himself as he does for whoever's playing quarterback behind him.
This from our guy, Chris Emma. Long suffered a partial labrum tear in training camp that kept him out the final weeks of August. He played through that pain for most of 2016 until a gruesome right ankle injury ended his season in November. Long's ankle became the primary focus of this offseason. With it healing well, attention then turned to his shoulder. Doctors believe that the best course of action for Long is to not have surgery and let the shoulder heal on its own. Quote, he's working hard and there's daily progress on that. It wasn't just one or two doctors. It was multiple opinions and doctors with a lot of conviction that this was the right thing to do. He's strong. He's kind of a freak genetically. Mm-hmm. His shoulder's doing good. There's going to be maintenance as far as strength and everything, which he's doing. We don't have a lot of concerns with that right now. Close quote. That's from Ryan Pace.
I mean,
I get it.
He's very important. If you're telling people at the combine and in the NFL that you feel you have one of the best, if not the best, interior line in the NFL, the up and coming interior line, because you look at what the hell Dallas has, and it's hard to compare to them, especially when Lyle Collins is healthy. That's the main cog. That's the best player of those three guys. If talking Cody Whitehair, Josh Sitton, and Kyle Long, now maybe Cody Whitehair will grow to be the best out of the three. And depends on where you're asking him to do, too, because they've shown a propensity to ask guys to play different positions, especially if they value you. Cody Whitehair's value in the draft was that he not only could play center, but he played tackle in Kansas State. Of course, if you could play center, you could play a little bit of guard. And if Hronis Grasu can be the guy that they thought he could be, I don't think he can. But if you draft a guy in the third round because he's an athlete, a little light.
You know, light in the ass.
Yeah, a little light in the trunks. But if he's that guy and you can move Cody Whitehair to a left tackle or something like that, it's all incumbent upon Kyle Long's health, because now you've got yourself another problem if you've paid a guy. And the weight loss thing scares me, too.
Let me give people that for so that you understand. Let me attribute it. This from Pro Football Talk. Long's father, Howie, told Brad Biggs at the Chicago Tribune that his son, quote, struggled with medication, close quote, related to the ankle surgery, and that he's lost 40 pounds since the surgery. Some of that weight loss was prescribed to help with his ankle recovery, but Big says that will now be an extended process that will require more focus than Long could devote if he was also rehabbing from shoulder surgery. Now put those two stories together, where you have the quote from Ryan Pace, like, oh, no, the doctors have said, no, everything's cool. This is the way that it should work. Mm-hmm. And now you have another take where it's maybe he's not going to have the surgery because you can't rehab both at the same time, which means perhaps it isn't the right course of action to not have surgery. It just is something that when the season begins, it's something to keep in mind. It may be nothing. Kyle may be fine and he'll go out there and have another Pro Bowl season. Or it may be something that doesn't need to linger, but will end up lingering because of the timing of all of this. just something to keep in mind.
Yeah, and for the texter here at 67011 who says, don't forget Kyle was an addict, right? At the 815, Kyle was in a substance abuse program as a kid. He spent 4 months at a substance abuse facility after a DUI arrest. The day he got out of treatment, he decided he wanted to play football again. Says, quote, when I got out of treatment, I had a lot of stuff that I needed to release physically. He told Yahoo Sports. And this was dated April 12, 2013. So, I mean, I don't know if it's him not being able to handle painkillers or what kind of medication.
It could
he's
be that
about.
He's on different painkillers, right, because of it, or maybe not at all, which would be.
Or there's medicine that's interacting with each other, you know, and that's not agreeing, yeah, with his body chemistry.
Right. It doesn't, yeah, have to be like an addiction
popping,
issue.
Yeah, we're
it,
not talking about him popping pills, at, you know, on the golf course or something like that.
Right. It can just be that this person had a reaction.
Right.
To this particular medicine. It happens all the time.
Yeah. So I wouldn't go that far yet. And he's been in the league, you know, 4 years now. We haven't had any hiccups or any issues. He's actually one of the more entertaining Twitter and IG followers as well.
And for the gamers out there, he's on Twitch, and he will entertain you on Twitch.
Yeah, you know, for the gamers out there, enjoy your life. You know, do all that before you have a baby. Because I just turned my video game back on,
yeah,
for the first time in like 5-6 months. I'm terrible. I was on the way to being bad anyway before my lady got pregnant. And I am god awful now. I'm playing things on like all-star level instead of superstar, Hall of Fame. That I bought the new NHL game. I bought a couple of games, and I'm terrible at all of them.
There's
no reason for me even to play anymore.
I turned my game on last week because I was on vacation. I was like, I should do something on vacation. And I cracked open FIFA, and I had not played FIFA. I really like FIFA, yeah, and I had not played it.
Game.
And I was just sitting there like doing all the drills. I'm like, I am horrible at video games now. And the last time I popped the video game open, my wife like played Mortal Kombat versus DC,
okay,
which is a fun game for me as a comic book geek.
Yeah, yeah.
To be able to play as Green Lantern is very cool for me. And she played as Wonder Woman and kicked the living snot out of me in that game.
I don't even mess around online. Like I used to talk cash money bleep online to people. I don't even venture into that world because I know what's gonna happen to me.
I'm gonna
get killed.
Yeah. These kids are
They're terrific.
These kids are
shooting threes from half court, and the new Madden has me all flummoxed. I don't know what buttons are where. I feel like an old man. Like that's that old man crossover where you used to play some old dude in a video game. He's used to playing like Atari or something like that. And he picked up the NES, and you're like, you don't even know what to press, old man. Get your dumb ass out of here. Well, I'm the dumb ass old man now when it comes to the video games.
Hey, I will say this. I won a free night at Replay in Lincoln Park, like the retro game place.
Yeah?
So, like, I can invite a whole bunch of people. So we should just go and play skee-ball and Pac-Man and Cruising USA and Centipede and all that stuff.
And then I'm going to get pictures of a crying baby.
Wait, of all things there, you want to play skee-ball?
What's wrong with
Chuck E. Cheese to do that?
What's wrong with skee-ball?
Well, it's not that anything's wrong with skee-ball, but versus everything else that's there.
Chef's got some issues with your selection,
like,
mister.
Your big board's off there a little, Mr. Holmes.
It's not, that wouldn't be, I'm just saying that there would be different things that we could do together. We could play skee-ball.
Shep has banged the gavel on that.
Jeez.
You and your skee-ball get the hell up out of here.
What's wrong with skee-ball all of a sudden?
I don't know. If you're talking Pac-Man against skee-ball, I mean, it's not even a conversation.
Well, no, I'm saying all of those things. We can have all
off the skee ball machine, and you're
chained to one game. Yeah. And you can't move around.
I am that. Like if I'm ever in a Dave and Buster's, or if I'm ever in one of those
Hey, Shep, you want to eat? No, I don't want to eat. I'm like, playing Double Dragon.
It's like three games that I play. Like it's, I don't know what it is. There's some just bad gene in my brain or something.
I'm on the air hockey. I'm on the skee ball. I'm playing Pac-Man. I'm playing Galaga. All of that stuff.
Yeah. I don't play anything because
I always do the quarterback passing game at those as well.
Like throw it through the circle.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because those things are so easy to.
Not me.
Yeah, you just take like usually there's two of them next to each other, so you take all the footballs out of the right one, put them in the left one, so you get like twice as many throws.
This guy,
Jason, you see
get all the tickets.
When I play Madden with you guys, like before you had a kid, I slow the game down, run the ball.
No, yeah.
I haven't played a video game in like 2 years.
Punting on fourth down,
like a normal human being.
Like, my man is playing like Lovie Smith and Herb's.
making fun of him.
Yeah, like this dude will come over the crib, and all of a sudden it's like a third and two. He'll like run the ball, you know, get his yard, and go. You know what? I got to the 50, punched the ball. He's playing the field position game like halfway through. We're like, you know what? When are these wings coming? Because this is not entertaining us at all. Yeah, I see why.
Final score 7-0.
Oh, real deal. Yeah, no. This guy will play you to
kicks field goals on fourth and one.
He will play you to a 13-10 nail biter in a video game. No doubt about it. I'm there now though, Chris. So I understand.
You, before long enough, you'll be that guy.
I understand.
Ain't nothing wrong with skee ball.
Well, not if you're Nick Shepkowski. He's Lawrence Holmes. I'm Jason Goff. You're listening to 670 The Score.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. Chris Collins after the big win over Michigan.
We talked about the importance of going out before that game and just laying it on the line with that pass and that catch and that finish against a really good team. Just made it even that much more special.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience,